Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Travis Hobson of PunchDrunkCritics.com and Cinema Royale, and I am here with a special episode. My interview with Casey Lemons, the director of Harriet. Now, Harriet is the Harriet Tubman biopic that Lemons directed and stars Cynthia Erivo as the famous, the legendary abolitionist. Key figure in the Underground Railroad, and the film stars Erivo as well as Leslie Odom Jr. and Janelle Monáe, as well as others. And I had a chance to talk with Lemons about the film. Now, Casey Lemons is one of my favorite filmmakers. I will always champion her film Talk to Me, that starred Don Cheadle. She also directed Black Nativity and Eve's Bayou. She's a fantastic director. She doesn't direct a lot of stuff. So when she got the gig to direct Harriet, it was a pretty big deal. My conversation with her is fantastic. It's about 10 minutes long. I hope you enjoy it. Here you go.
You know, I've been kind of amazed by the fact that there's never really been a big screen Harriet movie before this. Is that something that kind of surprised you as well going into this?
I mean, I knew it. I had heard of different movies that were being, you know, considered and developed over the years. You would hear of different Harriet movies, some that I believe were for the big screen. I know that there were a couple of cable projects that have been, you know, talked about. Mm. And I knew that somebody was going to do one at some point.
Are you glad? Yeah, I suppose you're obviously ecstatic that it was you that got you to do it.
Ecstatic that it was me.
I was
extremely happy about that.
But does something like that, because her story has not been really told that way before, does that kind of put a lot of pressure on yourself to tell it in a way that's meaningful?
Yeah, I mean, I try to take the noise out of it, you know, because it's a very daunting prospect and very intimidating to tell this kind of story. And I knew that there'd be a million things to say about it.
Yeah.
But I tried to take the noise out and focus on her. And I thought, if I focus on her and I keep looking at her, that if she's my, like, true north, then I'll be okay. And so that's what I did. I just thought about Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remind myself, you know, I mean, I wear her around my neck all the time, and I, you know, I just hold on to Harriet. That's my strength.
Was a project like this hard to get off the ground? I mean, like I said, we talked about how there's never been one before.
Mm-hmm.
Did you face any kind of headwinds?
I did not, because the producers had been trying to get it made for a long time before I came on.
Mm-hmm.
So once they brought me on and I did my research and wrote my draft, we had a pretty easy time. We went out to L.A. and pitched it, and Focus Features came on, and they were very supportive. And within my meeting at Focus, within a month, I was in pre-production. I think one of the strengths was that one of the producers, Daniela Toplin-Lundberg, she was going to finance it. She was going to do it one way or another. They were very determined to get it done.
Of course, having you, of course, is probably a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
You haven't done a ton of movies yet, but your movies you've done have achieved a certain level of critical acclaim. So, I mean, that probably obviously played a factor in it as well, but probably Cynthia Erivo as well. Talk to me a little bit about the casting of her in the role of Harriet Tubman and what she brings to that.
Yeah, well, the producers had seen her in Color Purple and had approached her and said, we think you could maybe play this role. And there was something really incredibly right about her casting. I wasn't aware of her work.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't. And I went in for a meeting with the producers, and I'd heard that they had somebody who they were talking to, which is never, it's not usually a good thing for a director, you know? So I kind of had an attitude, and they showed me a picture, and, you know, because I was thinking, oh, God, they're going to get this wrong, you know?
Yeah.
They showed me a picture, and when I saw her face, I was like, all right, at least they're serious. They're not showing me some crazy casting.
Yeah.
They're showing me somebody who could play Harriet, but it really wasn't until I started studying, about her and her work, but really wasn't until I met her and felt her vibe. And, and by the time I saw her, I had this very clear, I've been doing the research because she was away shooting, and I had this very vivid picture forming of who Harriet was. You know, tiny, strong, you know, muscular, fast, a singer, you know, West African. And so then I met Cynthia, and I was like, okay, this really, really could work. And then we started working together on it and really spending time together and talking about it closely. But it honestly really wasn't until I saw her the first day on set, you know, in the costume, and she was just ready to go there. and yeah, that was, it was an incredible experience. But she's a real deal.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I've only recently begun to follow her stuff, you know, and she's great, and she's great. Really great in this as well. Talk to me a little bit about kind of the presentation of Harriet, and one of the things I think that's kind of cool about it, even looking at the poster, looking at her with just her outfit, she kind of looks like a badass superheroine. But she's also kind of depicted like that a little bit in the movie as well. You know, she kind of has visions that can kind of help her along in her journeys. Talk to me a little bit about what brought that part, what brought that on.
Well, that's a Harriet Tubman story.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a revelation to me when I did the research, that it was such a huge part of the story, but it wasn't something that I think I knew that much about, you know? But it's a huge part of the story. And anybody that you read that is a serious scholar, you know, includes that in the story. And so I couldn't not do it, you know what I mean? And there's a wonderful book called, I think it's Bound for Canaan, that's the story of the Underground Railroad, one of the stories of the Underground Railroad, when they describe her as a mystic, right, in the first sentence about her, you know. That's what she was a mystic, and she had a very, very strong certainty that she was in communication with the higher power, and that God was speaking to her directly and guiding her.
She's kind of a... kind of a black feminist icon as well. So that's something that kind of drew you, was something you wanted to like instill into the story as well. Is that
it's part of the story? It's like there are elements I didn't have to instill,
because
they were part of it. The superheroism is part of it. The spirituality is part of it. The feminism is part of it. You know, it was all there. So all I had to do was kind of, you know, not be afraid of it, honestly.
Yeah. Did you ever consider doing more of a birth to end biopic, or did you want to focus on a narrow lane for her?
I knew we didn't have the means to do. We didn't have the means to do a huge life. She had a huge life.
That's what I mean. There's so much story to tell.
Right. I did at one point. I think I had a draft that had to have more of her childhood in it. But I thought there was something very motivating, and you can imagine that this could not be motivating, but for me it was. It's like, how would you just, if I say, tell me the Harriet Tubman story in a nutshell, what would you say? You say, she.
I would talk about the Underground Railroad.
She escaped from slavery. She went back to bring back others. She worked for the Underground. So those things that in the most active part of her life, I wanted to just bring the audience next to that. Like, what did that feel like? You know what I mean? I mean, in some ways, we're very familiar with the image of her as an old lady.
Right, yeah.
You know? But what is it? But
never seen her young depicted in her prime.
Yeah, that's the age
before.
She was, when she was doing the most active work, you know? So I thought that's the story I want to tell. And I think taking kind of really the decade before the Civil War, which is such an interesting time in our country, and really looking at that and looking at her work, and you know, that's when she was doing these rescues.
All right, everybody. That was my interview with Casey Lemons talking about her new film, Harriet. It opens in theaters tomorrow, November 1st. Stars Cynthia Erivo, Lizzie Odom Jr., and Janelle Monáe. You should go and check it out. You can find my review of the film over on punchdrunkcritics.com, where you can find everything that I'm doing right now. You can find me also on Twitter @punchycritic. Thanks again for listening. Goodbye.